When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saskatchewan, it's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
It's a Hounds Thing Day. It's the seventh annual day of giving, raising funds at Notre Dame. It's all for the bursary to help students that go to school here at Notre Dame. Not only are they in sports, but they're getting a quality education as well. And if you heard just before the top of the hour, Louis Barbez from Montreal, Quebec, decided in the fifth grade to find a hockey academy to go through. So he said, Mom and Dad, they did some Googling, and he said Notre Dame was it because it is the best in the country. So if you'd like to donate, giving.notredame.ca. It is Thursday, right after 5 o'clock. Glenn Suter. Suits is actually on the road, back in the motherland. Dogs breakfast this morning in Saskatoon. Suits, how was it this year? That event looks awesome, and it looked outstanding this morning.
Well, you know, I think I say this every year because it just feels that it gets better every year. But this was, it really was, I think, one of the best, if not the best, dog's breakfast. And this is number 22. So that's saying something because, you know, that goes back to even Ronnie and George that were guest speakers at one time before their passing. So, you know, it sort of is a celebration of the game in general. It really is. I feel like that every time I come every year, I just feel like the crowd is so invested in the game, in helping the student athletes here at the U of S. And then the guest speaker almost feels like a bonus, and this year's bonus was outstanding. I mean, Sean Payton coaching the Denver Broncos currently, I mean, not retired yes. coach that comes up, but currently coaching the Denver Broncos was fantastic and was impressed by the whole event. You know, like, guys, that was, I think, what really stood out to me. And I'm not sure, I hope the audience noticed it too. There were 1,400 people, sold out completely. And I hope they picked up on it too, because Sean Payton was impressed by this. He went to Eastern Illinois, and he was a quarterback there, threw for over 10,000 yards. He was a very good quarterback at the college level. And he said, you know, when I was in my freshman year and going to my first spring camp, I kind of got dropped off by a family member, and no one had gone to college, and there was nothing like this. And he said, you know, when Kelly Chase said, do you want to come up and speak at a breakfast in Saskatoon? This is not close to what I imagined. He said he thought he was going to just come up, maybe 100 people or so. You know, not this whole production with video and 1,400 people and, you know, just a fantastic show. So, you know, that's saying something when we are often sort of, I think, lured into believing that we have to be validated by everything that happens south of the border. When, you know, when we really take care of things and do it ourselves and do it right, we can do it as good or better than anything they're doing down there. And I think, Sean Payton kind of told us that today in a subtle way.
Suits, we are down here at Notre Dame. And we just got the call in from Barry Trott. So if it's live radio.
Suits, it's live radio. You've done this plenty of time before. Can we bring a fellow Sasky on to talk a little shop and maybe raise some funds for the Notre Dame Hounds? He's a pretty famous alumni. He's got his name's on the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, or if you guys need to, like, do take care of business, I can hand the ball off to Barry Trott anytime. I mean, that's our star back.
No, no, no. No, you. I
You can stay on. You can stay
I
on.
Want Kate, you to stay
Coulson,
on.
Coulson, can you confirm? Can Barry hear us?
I can hear you, and he should stay on.
Right on.
We're
right
the barrier.
Right yeah. on. Barry Trotz, let's get you. You said we were trying to call you. You were on a ladder. What were you doing on a ladder today, Barry? You were cleaning the eavesdrops, or what are you doing?
You know what? No, my son is having an engagement party. He just got engaged, and about 3 months ago, I said, you know, probably May. It doesn't look like the Predators were in a rebuild, that we were going to be in the playoffs, so I think probably really part of May. And lo and behold, I'm in the backyard putting up some stuff because we've got a bunch of people coming over on a Friday, which is also a playoff game, which is at 6 o'clock, so... and we have to make some tough decisions for our family and for our livelihood.
Okay, so I've teased this story. Let's get this out of the way, Barry. When we interviewed you on the Monday Nooner a year and a half ago or whatever it is, you talked so fondly about your time at Notre Dame. You got to take people through the hitchhiking to the Regina Pats cap story from Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, honestly. I played for the Hounds. I was the captain of the first team that actually went to the Air Canada Cup. The midget team, midget triple A back then, what it was called. I don't know what it's called now. I had finished that year and then, I had been recruited heavily by a lot of the tier two teams, especially in Saskatchewan and in Manitoba and all that. And I was trying to be the first, Notre Dame Hound. To go from Notre Dame to Notre Dame, and had a sort of a scholarship looking like it was lining up, and I was really happy about that, so I was going to forego playing in Western Hockey League. I was listed by the Regina Pats, and then Notre Dame actually pulled their program for 2 years, and then you're 16, 17 years old, 2 years seems like about a lifetime, so... it was a long weekend. It was August long weekend, and everybody went home from the college for the long weekend. I didn't have really enough money to go back home, and so I think it was Max Bell who was going to school at the time. He says, "Aren't you?" He said to me, "Aren't you?" Listed by Regina, and I said yes, and he says, well, they're having an open camp, and as long as you don't play any games, your eligibility is fine, so why don't we go in for the weekend? And we sort of broke into the arena, got our equipment, went out to the highway, hitchhiked into Regina, and ended up making a Regina pass and staying. So Bob Strum and Brian Murray recruited me pretty heavily, and we worked out a deal for school, and I ended up going to Regina Pats. So,
could there be a more...
Put the thumb out on the highway, and jumped in the back of the truck, and I can't remember exactly one of the guys that were working on the farm, jumped the back of the pickup truck, we rode into Regina, we got to the rink, and the rest is sort of history after that.
There couldn't be a more Saskatchewan story to fame. Now, Glenn Suter, who's normally on with us, and we usually talk in football, so Suits is on with us. Now, Glenn, you live in Vancouver.
Yes.
Barry, you're the general manager of the Nashville Predators. So, Glenn, let's ask you, because there's been this organic resurgence for Canucks because playoff hockey or whatever. What are you seeing? And Barry, last night you guys go into Vancouver and you win to bring this thing back home to Nashville. Suits, what are you seeing from Canucks fans? With the people are in love with that team again.
Well, yeah, there is a bit of a bandwagon thing going on in Vancouver, that's for sure. I think they are genuinely concerned, at least the fan base is. But, you know, I mean, they get excited when the team is in contention. I do have a question, though, quickly for Barry, because I have a personal relationship with Dougie Sissons. Doug Sissons is Colton's dad. And Barry, we played beer league hockey, Dougie and I, together for 20 years, and his son Colton played with my son in a hockey academy in North Vancouver, and we always are cheering for Colton. My son went to Nashville to go to Belmont University for music, so he and Colton would talk quite often. And I, after missing the empty net, I was like, oh boy, I hope he doesn't take this and it doesn't affect his play, because he is such a hardworking kid. So I wanted to ask Barry, how's he doing and is he okay? Is he bouncing back?
Yeah, no, he's bouncing back. I think as a pro athlete, as good a pro as you're going to find, you got to be, as Ted Lasso would say, you got to be a goldfish, and you got to forget about it. And I always say that playoff hockey it changes on a, on a bounce, on an inch, on the play, on a call. You can't look back. All you can do is look forward, and I think Colton's done a real good job of that. Our team, we're able to get through that first period in Vancouver, and then I thought we played really well. I think in the series we played extremely well. Yeah. The difference is that Vancouver has found ways to win, and mostly have found ways to win in moments. And when I say that, you look at game one, they scored two goals. They ended up tying the game, and I think it was like 18 seconds later they scored another goal, and they ended up winning the game by a goal. I think it was game three here in Nashville. We dominated 5-on-5. We dominated the game, I felt. But they scored two power play goals, and we ended up losing 2-1. And then, obviously, the one that takes a little bit of your soul is the one where we're up at home, 3 minutes to go. Colton puts one off the post. It could have been 4-1. Probably the worst-case scenario would have been a 4-2 hockey game. At the very worst, and there have been 2-2 going to game five. We put it off the post. They come down, they get two goals, tie it up, and win in overtime. I mean, that takes a bit of your soul. And if you're going to let it, consume you, then we would have lost game five. But our guys were able to put the pieces together, glue their soul together, if you will, and get game five. So now, you're going to see two desperate teams. Vancouver doesn't want to see a game seven against us because that will be a very tense for Vancouver. So they're going to be very desperate, and we got our backs against the wall. We can't afford to lose another game against them.
Barry Trotz joining us, former Notre Dame alumni, Stanley Cup champ, GM of the Nashville Predators. Okay, so Barry, sitting across from me is grade 9 student Louis Barbez from Montreal, Quebec. He gets up at 6 a.m., goes to the gym here at Notre Dame, has something to eat, works out again, plays some hockey, goes back to the shooting lab. This kid is so regimented already. He's got a couple of questions for you, former alumni to future alumni here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Louis.
So I just have a couple questions. The first one being, what is the biggest lesson that you took from Notre Dame that you've carried with you through the rest of your life?
Well, the biggest lesson for me is, I would say that it's like the motto. You don't give up. You believe in God. You be a good person. Number one, at Notre Dame, I felt that I was very grounded there. And what I found is being grounded at Notre Dame, not having that entitlement, it's changed a lot when I went there compared to what it is now. But I would say I learned lots about discipline, lots about the importance of working together, the importance of being part of a community, the importance of being a good person, the importance of believing in God, a higher power. And you get all those privileges from God. And I think I learned that lesson at Notre Dame. I've always felt that, Notre Dame teaches you to do what's right, not what's convenient, not what's popular, but to do what's right. And I think that's the biggest thing that I learned from Notre Dame. The great thing about Notre Dame, and I'm going on a little bit of a soapbox, the great thing about Notre Dame is where it's located. The curse of Notre Dame in some ways is where it's located. Everybody thinks it's in the middle of nowhere in Saskatchewan, And it sort of is. But that's the beauty of it.
It kind of is the beauty of it.
Yeah, the beauty of it is that you find the real true values of friendship, the values of making the right decisions, the values of being independent, the values of having what I call a blue collar work ethic with a white collar mind. That's what you get out of Notre Dame, and that is the reason it is special, is because of its location and because of the community that fosters that type of student athlete. And there's no better place in the world, and that's where I want to say today's society, today's young people sometimes look at the easy things, look at the silver things, where the real gold in everything is being in a place like Notre Dame and having the relationships of Notre Dame. I have friends that I went to school with and rode in those back of a pickup truck to go to the Pats camp way back when. They're still my best friends. Todd Struby, a former alumni, came down here a couple months ago. You would think that we hadn't seen each other for 2 weeks, not necessarily maybe 10 years. That's the special bond that Notre Dame provides that you can't get anywhere else. You just can't. And that's why I really, truly love Notre Dame for that.
Our last question for you, Barry, is coming from Louis again.
Yeah, so I've heard from people around campus that when you stayed here, you were in Max Bell as a dorm. Me as well, I'm in Max Bell, so I'm just interested to learn about what was dorm life like and how might it be different from what it is today.
Well, it's quite different.
Stealing the hockey equipment to go to Regina.
Yeah, I would say back then, you got to remember, this was I'm 61 now, and when I was there I was 15, so that's a long time ago. I would say it was very Spartan-like. But it was fine. I was a shack leader at, I think it was in grade 10 or 11. You have to be a little harder. Obviously, there was things as tanning was allowed back then. It is not allowed now, which it shouldn't be. But you learn the disciplines. There's some things that are old school. When we went to Notre Dame, that when I was there, I thought, you know, there was a new boy, old boy system, all that stuff that I don't believe they have that. It's very similar. If you look at the hockey tradition, you know, they've taken all the hazings out and all that in sports. That was just the part of our times. But you know what? It made you stronger. It gave you a sense of order. And but it's changed, and then it's changed for the better through society and in those areas. But it was tough. I remember, it wasn't as fancy as it is now. And I'll tell you what, the relationships were golden, and to me that trumped everything.
Barry, thanks so much. Hey, you're busy in the playoffs, but more importantly, you got a party to plan.
Yeah.
So thanks for making some time today and sharing your thoughts and everything that comes with Notre Dame.
Appreciate your time.
No problem.
Hey, Suits.
And Barry, don't tell anyone in Vancouver, but go Preds.
I live in British Columbia by Predator Ridge, and usually when I'm part of the Predators come play the Vancouver Canucks in the playoffs, they turn it into Canuck Ridge. So I would say the Vancouver Canucks have got a great down branding, but be nothing better to get back there for Game 7.
Sounds good. Good luck.
And then break some hearts.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thanks, Barry. Hey, Suits, with the CFL draft the other night, can we put you to work on Tuesday and then we'll get you to run through what the Riders did draft-wise? Because I know there's a lot of buzz online about some of these players that has come out, and it was probably the talk of the dog's breakfast this morning. But on Tuesday, next time we catch up, we want the Glenn Suter assessment of how Jeremy O'Day, Corey Mason, the new staff, did. We good? We good on that?
You got it. I'll be ready. Sounds good.
All right, on Glenn Suter on the Western Pizza guest hotline. Barry Trotz was on the hotline. Louis, who's possibly could be working for us next week.
Louis is going to have our job by the end of the show. He's going to be assistant principal probably by next week as well, grading papers.
If that doesn't make you want to drop a few bucks here to hear kids like that speak and the bursary program and what they do, financial aid, it's fantastic. Giving.NotreDame.ca. It is the Sports Cage. Live from Wilcox, Saskatchewan, at Notre Dame College on 620 CKRM.